With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. China plans to counter President Trump's tariffs on Chinese products by imposing tariffs on American goods.
Beijing is slapping tariffs on multiple U.S. imports. The People's Republic is also announcing an antitrust probe into Google and other trade measures. Chinese officials say they'll put a 10% tariff on crude oil, farming machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S. These tariffs will take effect next Monday.
And that's correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump's tariffs on Mexican and Canadian products are on hold for a month after Mexico and Canada agreed to help secure their borders with the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, salvage crews are turning to the Potomac River looking to recover more debris from last week's mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Army Colonel Mark Ott advising against speculating on the cause.
Because there are all kinds of reasons that you could deviate from an altitude. You know, something as simple as a flock of birds is in front of you, or you may deviate if you see something that's an obstacle or other threat to your flight.
In addition to aircraft debris, the remains of additional victims of the crash have been recovered from the river. Some parts of the country going from one weather extreme to the other, expected to set high temperature records.
Across the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and into the southeast, temperatures are going to be well above normal, with lots of temperatures in the 70s and 80s. And some of these areas, like Texas, for example, and that's also going to set some records. Interesting that, these are the areas, by the way, especially near the Gulf Coast, that saw snow a few weeks ago.
And that's Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 60 points. This is SRN News. Being LGBT, not much of a barrier in politics anymore.
13 members of the 119th Congress are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, tying the last Congress for the most in U.S. history. For the first time ever, a southern state elevated a homosexual candidate. Democrat Julie Johnson is representing Texas in the House. At the state level, 39 states elected at least one LGBT person to their legislature in November, and Hawaii, Iowa, and Missouri elected their first transgender lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe, and one expert has an explanation for that. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage Edinburgh and says radical Muslims and radical secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths tells International Christian Concern from about 2013, things began to change. This is SRN News. A contingent of House Judiciary Committee Republicans backed President Trump's order restricting birthright citizenship, filing a brief Monday in a lawsuit filed by four Democrat state attorneys general challenging the order.
Led by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, 18 of the committee's 25 Republicans signed on to the Friends of the Court brief. Trump, on his first day in office, signed an executive order narrowing birthright citizenship so that it doesn't extend to children born on U.S. soil to parents without permanent legal status. Eight lawsuits have since been filed, challenging as violating federal immigration law and the long-held understanding of the 14th Amendment. Over the next week, judges have scheduled four hearings in courtrooms across the country to consider blocking Trump's order on a preliminary basis. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has paid a visit to the site of a medical transport plane crash in Philadelphia. More details, SRNNews.com.